Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310
The Ticket. E-A-T-H. What does that spell? Death, 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 death.
It is trifecta time. Time for us to remember those who have recently passed away, taking a moment to consider how much they mattered and whether they had the credentials to gain a room in a three-bedroom apartment in the sky. Mr. Deej, where are we at?
Working on room 409, currently occupied by Gene Hackman.
Gene Hackman. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Donovan
in studio.
Gentlemen, Hardline.
In studio.
So this is what afternoon drive feels like?
Yeah, this is great.
I know.
Try not to be nervous.
You want a cocktail?
Yes, please.
Have Isaac come bring you something.
That's good.
Yeah, see the disco ball from the ceiling?
In here, right?
Come on in.
All right, so Gene Hackman in. We're going to try a speed round?
We're going to try a speed round because we have some
Never
people
works.
In the queue. And so, Bob, Dave, Corby, we have about two minutes each to pitch our candidates.
Okay.
I can start and show you how it's done in under 2 minutes. And I will bring you first Bill McCartney. Bill McCartney, the national championship-winning head coach at the University of Colorado, who got to Colorado in the 80s, flipped the offense to the wishbone in the mid-80s. They started slowly but surely winning. And by the time the late 80s rolled around, they were damn good. Led by their quarterback, Saul Lenessi, who we found out in that season had cancer. The team ended up winning every single game that year and losing to Notre Dame in the Fiesta Bowl. But they were doing it for Saul Lenessi, the quarterback. And they promised the next year, as Saul was deteriorating, that they would win the national championship for Saul. Lenessi passed away. But not before we found out that Saul Lenessi, the quarterback riddled with cancer, had impregnated Bill McCartney, the coach's daughter.
I thought he impregnated Bill McCartney.
No, that would be impossible.
What a trick.
Who was a student at Colorado at the time.
Was this a sympathy F?
I don't know what that means, Dave, but no, I do not.
Make a wish.
I do not believe so. Sure, I'll bang you, baby. Sure. So as the next season rolls around.
Do you think that's an option on the sheet that they have?
Yeah, Monty missed out.
Yeah, I think you got to be over 21 to get that option.
The Buffalo start rolling. They start winning. They beat ranked teams, Washington, Oklahoma, and Nebraska. But, unfortunately, in a game against Missouri on October the 8th, Bob, what happened there? Very famous play in college football history.
The Colorado play?
Yes.
Or the Missouri one?
Yeah.
The fifth down?
Fifth down.
Yeah.
Colorado received a fifth down. You guys remember this?
Yes. I do. Yeah.
Yes. In which they were down there on the goal line. The ref screwed it up. They missed it on fourth down. They gave him an extra down.
They lost track.
They end up converting and winning the game. Then they go on and play against Notre Dame in the Orange Bowl. And they won 10-9, but that was under controversy too because
the fifth down?
No. The clip from Rocket Ishmael. Remember Rocket Ishmael was running in for a punt return touchdown?
Yeah.
And there was a bad, bogus clip, Dave, that was called
on the cusp.
Right.
Of a tusk.
Yes. And then he was right there for some of the most famous plays in college football history. The 27-26 game over Michigan. Who was the head coach? Bill McCartney. One of the most famous Hail Marys in the history of the sport.
Easily.
That was Bill's team. It may be at number one.
They won it by a clip hair.
Just calm down over there.
He's just trying so hard to fit it in.
Half court.
I know. More than that. You kidding me?
He's trying to let it rain, Donovan.
Yeah. And then they posted an 11-1 record in 94, and that was the end of Bill McCartney, who retired at the age of 54. And then he went on to, he was in the ministry, and he formed the Promise Keepers.
Two sports star.
Which was.
Won a natty and Promise Keepers.
Kind of a strange.
Do you have your membership card, Bob, in your wallet?
I've never been to a Promise Keepers thing.
Kind
Dave,
of weird, kind of a little too much in your face type stuff. Right? Like, just seemed weird.
Yeah. Seemed a little bit militant.
It was odd. And
I can't defend it because I wasn't there, so I'm just going to tepidly say I think it was just people getting together, but
yeah.
I don't know if militant's the term I would use.
It's just weird.
They didn't march on anybody.
Well, anyway, Bill McCartney, dead at the age of 80-something.
Are we going to vote independently or all at the end?
Yeah. You should probably vote each candidate.
Okay.
When, right?
Lando?
Some questionable things in this dude's personal life. I'm going to say no.
That's why I'm putting him in.
I like that he was militant. I don't like that he cheated to win, so no.
Okay. For me, it's very sketchy. He's right on the edge. He did win a national championship.
Cusp.
He did win it. Yes, he's right on the cusp.
You're saying a natty is not enough as a college football coach?
But he was part,
a tainted natty.
It was tainted, but he was part of so many great plays. I'm putting him in.
Yeah, he's in. Of course he's in.
What did he do with the bastard child of the cancer boy?
He went on to play at LSU and now works for the New England Patriots. And his name is T.C. McCartney.
Huh.
Yeah.
Don?
I'm going to say no.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Dave. No, Don.
Ooh, this is the tiebreaker.
That's what he's here for.
This is what he was hired for.
Oh, is it really?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it.
Oh!
Yeah!
Bill McCartney! Out! Out! All right, Bob, go.
February 5th, we lost Cultita Woods, mother of Tiger Woods. Died at age 78, we are disappointed to hear. We thought she would never die, but apparently...
I don't know if we thought
I don't think
that.
No one thought that. No, that's not true.
Probably best known for being the mother of Tiger Woods.
No, I don't know about that.
For squatting over a rice paddy.
Okay.
Okay, now listen.
What? We've heard that 1,000 times.
I just don't know about the context, and we're just going to... Anyway, she was born in Thailand
she
in 1946. Met Earl Woods in the country where she was a secretary Whoa. In Bangkok, and he was on a military assignment. During Tiger Woods' acceptance into the World Golf Hall of Fame, he credited his parents with providing him an early start, and that was more Tita's department, because Tita, as she was called, took Tiger to courses when he was 5 and 6 years old.
Because Earl was out banging... everything that moves on the side.
Earl was very busy.
Camper van.
Oh, yeah.
And basically, she carpooled him to golf courses and, by extension, played a big hand in mothering the greatest athlete of our generation, potentially.
Athlete. Lando?
What, is it like Marshall Faulk better or something?
I'll vote her in.
Interesting.
She's the mother of greatness.
Yeah, she spawned greatness. She's in.
Is Larry Bird's aunt in?
Exactly!
Yeah, I was really going to... This is a weird precedent. This is
no
the mother
way
of somebody
we're putting
who's famous.
I say no.
How magical your vagina is.
Oh.
I'm not putting you in.
Hang on
now. You didn't do anything. You just birthed a kid.
As the presenter here, I think I'm a no.
Dave?
Hell no. I wouldn't put Earl in.
No! No, Tiger, yes, but Earl and Tita?
You have to do more than
Tita
give birth and drive carpool.
What a reduction of her life. Well, what'd you do? Well, I gave birth, and then I drove carpool.
I would go pick him up after he played 36.
Oh, so tired.
I would often stop.
I had a meal ready
get
for
a Gatorade.
Him.
Yeah. Yeah, go through the drive-thru, go get some X-Outs.
All right, Dave.
All right, I am presenting the case for Faye Vincent.
Hmm.
He died at the age of 86 on February 1st. He, of course, was best known for being Major League Baseball commissioner, took over in 1989. Early in his life, he was a lawyer in New York City. He was the president and CEO of Columbia Pictures. He was an executive vice president of Coca-Cola. But he unexpectedly became the 8th commissioner of baseball following the death of Bart Giamatti via a heart attack in 1989.
Now, Bart Giamatti was the one that banned Pete Rose for life, right?
Yes.
So that who Trump's got his guns pointed at him.
But he was
Faye
also
Vincent, right?
He was also only commissioner for a very short time.
Yeah.
Faye Vincent?
Yeah.
Giamatti. Well, Faye Vincent
both
as well,
them.
But
both
Giamatti might have been a year. And Faye Vincent, like 4, right?
Yeah, 89, 92.
So, a month into the job is when the earthquake struck the Bay Area just before first pitch of Game 3 of the 89 World Series between the A's and Giants.
And he fell into a giant crevasse?
No, but he had to make the decision as to how to proceed. So he obviously postponed that night's game, Game 3, and then later he postponed the entire series for 10 days. And some people thought that he should have just canceled the World Series outright. Other people said that he handled a difficult situation the best way possible. But he got on the bad side of owners. He took the side of players, saying that owners did collude against free agents following the 85, 86, and 87 seasons. And then in 1990, he was commissioner during a 32-day work stoppage as the owners were battling the union over free agency, arbitration, and revenue sharing. And that wiped out spring training and postponed the start of the 90 season.
That sounds pretty great to me.
Later that year.
What?
Great.
Later that year, he issued his own lifetime ban against George Steinbrenner.
What?
Because this was when Steinbrenner paid a known gambler $40,000 to dig up dirt on Dave Winfield.
Whoa, I don't even remember this.
Yeah, that definitely happened.
But then Steinbrenner was allowed to come back to the Yankees in 93. He also issued a lifetime ban in 92 to Steve Howe for repeated drug offenses. And then he was reinstated a year later by an arbitrator. So none of his lifetime bans stuck. And he also was there when they expanded to 28 teams, adding the Rockies and Marlins in 93. But he resigned in September of 92, 2 years before his five-year term was supposed to end because owners had issued a 18-9 no confidence vote in him because
Jeez.
They said that he was too player friendly. And so he was then succeeded by Bud Selig.
Who absolutely wasn't player friendly.
No.
He was literally an owner.
Lando?
Yeah, man, screw those owners. Put Faye Vincent in.
I was going to say, this is like the first guy where we actually learned that commissioners were just here to help owners get over
Manfred.
On the players. Like, for a while, we kind of thought, I feel like he's the mediator, and he's kind of trying to be an impartial judge between both sides. No, we literally are hiring an owner now to be the commissioner.
Gay Vincent in.
So we're just going to put every commissioner in now?
No.
Not what we said.
All right. I'm going to say no. His term wasn't long enough. He really didn't do anything. And I don't like his name.
Faye. It's not gay. It's Faye.
It doesn't matter. I don't like Faye.
I think he did quite a bit. And I think he's definitely in very significant in baseball at that time. And if he was willing to make all the owners mad at the same time, I think that's actually a good thing. More commissioners should try that. Mm-hmm. And he's in.
As the Goose Goslin for Gay Vincent, I vote him no.
That's weird. Ooh, the decider once again.
Oh, Faye Vincent is definitely in. Screw the owners. Players guy, he is in.
Okay.
I have spoken.
Fair enough. So we went 1-for-3 in the speed round.
Tiger's mommy out, Bill McCartney out, and Gay Vincent in.
Faye.
And no out. Yep, you're right.
Yep. Oh, Missy Elliott.
All right. Thank you, Donovan. That is trifecta. Yeah.